Every morning around about this time, Barbara Friedman joins me here in studio. She and the team curates our website, capetalk.co.za. Also monitors our social media to see what's trending. You excited? 6 days to go? Are you raring to cast your X or your tick or your circle, your indicator on that small little thumbprint in your blood?
I couldn't be less excited.
And that is so absolutely sad. Okay, eh?
It's okay, but it's a bit sad. You know, we fought hard for this democracy, and I never really thought that I would kind of be at a point where I literally just... It gives me the crawls a little bit.
But you and I in this industry, it's a work day. It's one of those big work days, and we enjoy the day.
Yeah. Although I was thinking, I don't know how many articles we can really write on Monday about people queuing it or not queuing at election.
Look, all of our shows are coming from the electoral center in Century City from Monday already. Right. There's not going to be much happening.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Political parties won't be there.
And also the results aren't in. And so we're going to have a few, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't tune in. Of course you should. Absolutely. But, you know, we're going to have reports about this voting station and that. Okay,
we focus on the task at hand and what's get excited. Trending. This morning is Helen Ziller speaking to Refilwe Moloko.
Definitely. So yesterday, you know, she did speak to Darby Skultz, who's an independent election analyst, and he was analyzing this report that had been leaked, or not a report, let's not call it that. It was a conversation that had been leaked from two years ago, and it was about Helen speaking to other then DA members about scenarios and about particularly the issue of coalitions with the ANC. And it obviously made some quite strong points, or he had some strong thoughts about the coalition issue. And in a way, he was saying, you know, this is a huge shift in their politics because, you know, a lot of people in the country want to see a complete alternative to the ANC, yet here they're saying that they would work with the ANC. Now, she came on this morning and she said this is a conversation that was taken completely out of context. She says it happened 2 years ago. It was at a pub in O.R. Tambo Airport. It was a conversation with Funzi Ngubeni, who at the time was the DA caucus leader in Johannesburg. She didn't know that he was about to walk across the floor to the ASA soon after that. And she said she wondered why they were pushing quite hard to talk about these scenarios. And she says it's been carefully edited and released 2 years later. Why? Because obviously they're trying to show the DA in a certain light. But you can go to the website and you can listen to Helen's interview and decide for yourself what you think. We'll have it up there soon.
I'm a bit disheartened by many of the thoughts that come through social media about these blood oaths of parties who now say they will never work with another political party.
Yeah.
Tell that to the small parties who've participated in Germany, who've been part of coalition government for the last 16 years, and how they've managed to pull those who lean to the right and lean to the left and bring them into the middle.
And also have, I suppose, their own specific manifesto, which gives voice to that, gives voice to something they believe in while still working with maybe the bigger parties. In other words, is there not room in a democracy for that? And she actually said in her interview, she said, you know, there are only two parties in this country. There's the yellow one and the blue one. And the truth is that democracy is more than that.
Well, that's blatantly false for Helen Ziller when in 2006, it was her party, the Democratic Alliance, and seven or eight smaller parties that formed a governing coalition in the city of Cape Town. But here's another thing, like, for example, on Patricia de Lille. And people say, Patricia de Lille's in bed with the ANC. No, she's not. She is she's an MP for her party who's in Parliament, who happens to be invited to be part of Cyril Ramaphosa's cabinet, and there's an olive branch, is a manner of maybe even accountability in cabinet, but she remains her own person. No one said when Peter Mulder, when he was leader of the Freedom Front Plus, and he was invited into Jacob Zuma's cabinet as a deputy agriculture minister, no one said, Pieter Mulder isn't
ANC. Because he exactly. certainly wasn't. But she did also finish by saying, you know, people hate coalitions. They hate the instability of coalitions. So obviously her line here is go with the big parties. But I think we're in an election, unless I think you'd agree with the numbers of small little parties popping up, that people are looking for something else.
Lots still coming out on the Facebook papers. There's a lot of talk on how we regulate and how governments regulate big tech.
And I don't even know how to summarize this into the small little slot that I've got. So I don't think I'm going to try entirely. I'll say that Rafael Weir spoke to Dr. Martin Davies this morning, which was an interesting conversation about Australia now planning to try and introduce parental consent for under 16-year-olds using social media, which, I mean, some would argue is, you know, a sort of censorship draconian law and you know, other people saying, well, the research that Facebook itself has done and which has been leaked now shows that things like the like button, which was their big bit of research, and we remember they decided they were going to give you an option not to have a like button, it hasn't actually helped. It's also, they admit, a huge part of Facebook's identity, and you know, people want to share and like. it's not going to change.
A tip for people: if you are want to get rid of the spam and unsolicited posts on your Facebook, for example, go into a list of what you like and unlike them, because that is how the algorithms then work to direct to you. So once I started realizing that, once I started, don't participate in every conversation, don't like every post about, you know, how you'd look in 60 years' time, what your favorite KB is. If you start unliking those things, I've experienced, your social media experience becomes a little bit more filtered and a little bit more discerning to what you really want to engage with.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think, you know, we're speaking about possible regulations in places like China and maybe in Australia for the teens and the kids. But, I mean, us adults need to take exactly that responsibility too, because, I mean, I do a lot of that. I don't engage that much. You need to choose your engagement, because the more you engage with certain things, the more you're going to get the toxicity.
And finally, the Insulate Britain protests have taken it a little step further. I have done some silly things. I've seen children do some silly things, but here is adults doing deliberately silly things. Man. What happened?
Yeah, so there was a protest, hashtag Insulate Britain, a kind of climate change protest, and one headstrong activist, his name is Matthew, and he said to the Mirror newspaper, he said, it had got to the head glued to the road stage of the protest. Not sure that the head super glued to the road is really the best idea. I thought this was a very funny little clip that we're going to play about where you can hear him speaking.
My face was totally glued.
Right.
But now I've worked most of that off, but the hair is still stuck. So I'm with these scissors, I'm just trying to cut the hair.
Do you regret the gluing? Are you
yeah, it's not one of my better moves, yes.
Right.
But it was to sort of make a statement that things are fairly critical.
Yes.
And so I was
Something sort of Monty Python-esque about that clip, was there not?
I was going to say the name is Bond.
Listen. Has super glue really ever worked that well for you when you've needed it?
I have. I've glued fingers together before. Not on opposing hands together. Glue got between. It was one of these industrial glue.
Did you have to cut the skin off?
I had to sort of with a, it was either blade or a knife. It was between my fingers and I've had to sort of cut.
But I'm not sure that the head to the ground would be. Anyway, he did suffer a bit. Theater
protest. But gluing your face to...
But it was a bonding experience for them.
Well, it was. Barbara Friedman joins us again every morning here on The Morning Review.